Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, lawn and garden equipment, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. And if you want to learn about upcoming auctions, go to rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lions, and Estes Park.
Game three tonight in L.A., Nuggets against the Lakers. This is what Bill Plaschke wrote, L.A. Times sports columnist, after game one, not game two, after game one. If the Lakers somehow overcome their opening game loss and unseat the defending champs, well, it'll be the upset of the century. If the Lakers win one game, it'll be an accomplishment. They win two games, it'll feel like a miracle. They win three games, throw a parade. Sometimes, specifically sports columnists and radio sports talk show hosts, throw a lot of hot takes out there. Is that a hot take? Or, in some ways, is it kind of true, but we don't want to admit it here publicly in Denver because we are afraid we're going to jinx it?
Well, yeah, let's get over that. I don't know anyone in this town that has that kind of power.
No, I understand that, but people believe.
No, I get it. I mean, I know what you're saying.
Okay, I'll ask you. You're a baseball guy.
Yeah.
You're a baseball
guy. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So you don't believe in jinxing?
Oh, no. I believe in it.
The word, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
No, I believe in it in baseball. I mean,
you have selective jinxing.
For fans to think that you can't say something like that, like somehow it's going to create a jinx. I mean, there are levels of jinxing. There's levels of jinxing.
Okay.
You don't talk to a pitcher who's working on a no-hitter.
That's where I was going to go.
After the sixth inning.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
You don't go there.
I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah. But you know something? If someone's in the stands talking about it, I think it's okay.
What if somebody
probably
in the stands?
Probably all right.
What if somebody in the stands behind the dugout yells something at the pitcher?
Hey, you got a no-hitter going.
Yeah, is that jinxing it?
Nah. That's being a jerk.
No, you're supportive. He's your guy. Hey, way to go. No hits through seven. Perfect game going. You haven't walked anybody. Hit anybody.
What games do you go to? Because nobody would say that. Ever.
Oh.
Nobody.
What's worse? Saying that or some knucklehead adult who brings a glove to the game and interferes with a home run?
Well,
I'm not talking about Jeffrey Mayer when the game was in New York. It was the Yankees against against the Baltimore Orioles. That right. was a kid. I'm talking about what just happened at Coors Field, where an adult brings a glove to a game.
It wouldn't be my look, but whatever.
You know what I would do? I'd bring a bat and try and hit it back as the ball's coming towards me.
Or take a bat and hit the people that have gloves as adults.
Right.
Trying to run after
right.
balls.
Right. If I smash a couple of pumpkins with my follow-through for people sitting next to me in the stands, so be it.
I'm not worried about Bill Plaschke having some form of magic wand that's going to ignite the Lakers. I think most people probably agree with some of the comparisons team to team. The Nuggets are the defending champions, and they essentially tied for the number one seed in the West this year. The Lakers are the eighth seed. They finished as the eighth seed, won the game? What difference does it make?
Either way.
Yeah, either way. They're not the same teams. The Nuggets are a better team than the Lakers. And yes, things do change in the playoffs, but there's also plenty of evidence over the course of 82 games that back up the contention that they're a more connected team, that they're a better team, that they're a deeper team. All of those things are true.
They have Bo Derek'd LeBron James, a perfect 10.
What does that mean?
Remember the movie 10 with Bo Derek'd?
Well, I do remember that, but what does that mean? They've Bo Derek'd.
They've hit 10 wins in a row. Remember the movie 10?
Yeah, okay.
With Dudley Moore
right.
and Bo Derek'd? Work with me here.
It's all about...
Nigel would not understand
it's
it.
All about...
Brett would not understand
it's all about the next game. It's all about the next game. I mean, who knows if, well, I think if the game goes to overtime, the Nuggets probably win it. But we don't know that for a fact. Look.
Well, why does this team with so much championship medal, why have they been down by 20 and 12? You would think that being the playoffs, they would come out with the same intensity. They played with more intensity against the Timberwolves in their final game against them in the regular season than they have in this series.
That
is a little head-scratching.
I would respectfully disagree with you and say I don't think it's a question of intensity. I think it's matchups. And you've got Anthony Davis has been absolutely lights out.
Not in the second half of the last game. He disappeared.
You didn't ask that, though. You asked how you're talking about the starts of the games, not the second half.
Right.
I'm giving you a reason why. I mean, the Lakers have started quickly. They've hit shots. D'Angelo Russell hit shots in the first half on his way to a playoff record for made threes for the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis hit 14 straight points or whatever the hell it was at one point. I mean, the Lakers have been really good in the first half. The Nuggets haven't hit shots. They didn't hit shots in either game, quite frankly. They were 0 for 20 from three-point range if you take Jokic and MPJ out of the game.
You know what they did do? I'll tell you what they did do. Specifically, midway through the third quarter, through the rest of the game, in game two, they turned up their defensive intensity.
Yeah.
They did not have the same defensive intensity like they did against Minnesota in the final game that those two teams played. That was a full-out defensive effort. They have played defense when it matters most late in the game, but no reasonable person would say they played with that defensive intensity in the first half.
Well, they didn't
play either game.
They didn't play with defensive effectiveness. I stop short of questioning their intensity. The other team is trying to, and the other team has two Hall of Famers, top 50 players of all time, one of the two best players of all time, still even at the age of 39, playing tremendous basketball. They're trying to. So you give credit where it's due. The Nuggets have made the proper adjustments in time and at the right times to have won both of these games without playing anywhere near their best basketball. At some point, they're going to hit shots. I'm betting on them hitting shots tonight.
Tonight. On the road.
Because, well,
your benches historically don't play well.
Well, you
on the road.
You, of course, love everything in black and white.
I'm not black and white. I'm stating facts.
No.
Benches tend to play better at home. You're really arguing that? Benches tend to play better at home than on the road.
Teams tend to play better at home than on the road. Teams, not just benches. Starting fives play better at home than on the road.
By the way, how do you like Nick Wright, who I don't like on any level?
Couldn't care less what Nick Wright says.
Well, it was so dumb that I actually want to address it.
Okay, good.
He said that the NBA should, in so many words, consider not letting the Nuggets have a team in Denver because of the altitude advantage.
Stop.
Is that, I mean, you know what? I'll tell you why that's a dumb statement. Not because it is on its face and on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
How many championships have the Nuggets won since last year?
Yeah.
So I guess the altitude really hasn't helped.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just ridiculous. Just absolutely silly. I think that my sense would be I would prefer not to choose a game. I think that they're going to win one of two.
What do you think the chances are on Monday morning this series is over? Because game four is on Sunday. Are we getting ready for the Suns and the Timberwolves?
The series comes back to game five in Denver. That's what I'll say. That's my prediction.
Coming up after the break, NFL Draft is tonight. One of the leading guys on the NFL Draft will be joining us next. Former NFL Network reporter James Palmer. You want to talk about a guy who is tapped in? He's as tapped in as it gets. Who will the Broncos pick? I know he has intel on it. That's next.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I love the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers. hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking for a great place to watch the Avs and the Nuggets, if you're looking for a place with the best happy hour literally on the planet, you need to go to Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. No hyperbole when I talk about their happy hour. Why do I say that? 3 until 7 every day of the week. Every day of the week, including weekends. And 2 for 1 on all wine, well, and drafts. With that, you want to play pool? They have more than just one pool table. They have a pool hall with 15 pool tables. And they have live music every Friday, Saturday. No cover. Go check them out. Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool sh** since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Bruce, while you and I agree on most things, not necessarily everything, I will dare to say you and I agree on this. NFL Network made a huge mistake getting rid of James Palmer.
My favorite guy at the NFL Network.
Right. With that, still one of the foremost authorities on the NFL, specifically the NFL draft. Good morning, James. How are you, my friend?
What's up, guys? How you doing? Appreciate
good.
The kind words.
Well, when you wrote it down for me in an email and sent it to me, I'm thinking I'll read it verbatim. However, I do question your spelling and punctuation. We can talk about that after the show. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. With that, everybody's saying, what are the Broncos going to do? What are the Broncos going to do? With all of your sources, and you have many, what does your gut tell you?
I mean, my gut tells me they still want a quarterback, and we can get into Zach Wilson and whether that impacts how aggressive they'll be. I don't think that changes. Actually, almost certain that that doesn't change how aggressive they'll be going after the quarterbacks that they like in this draft. But there's so much at play, Eric, in front of them that, like, we could sit here and say they're going to get blank. Like, no, because the number of trades that could possibly happen in front of them and the way that this board could fall starting pretty much at 3, but we're all pretty certain it'll be quarterbacks 1, 2, and 3. And it's becoming more certain that Drake May would maybe be that third pick by the Patriots. When 4, 5, and 6 start, I think there's a lot of things that could change. And I think that'll determine a little bit of what Denver can do at 12. I am feeling a little bit like the trade for Zach Wilson was in essence an added insurance policy going, we've made a lot of our calls. George Payton's made a lot of his calls. That happens in the beginning of this week. You know what it's going to probably take to some extent to get up. And maybe they're like, we don't have the ammo to get up to some of these spots. So if the guys that we like don't get close enough to us, we might be out of the quarterback market. And it's not by a lack of trying or a lack of effort. So we need an added, insurance within our room. And listen, Sean Payton's done it before. I mean, I'm not saying Zach Wilson's going to go beat Drew Brees, but he's had other first-round picks and Drew Brees and Jameis Winston and Kerry Collins. He's worked wonders with a lot of guys. He can get Zach to play at a higher level, I would assume, than what he has. But at the same time, I don't think that changes their opinion on what they want to do in the first round. I could see them going tackle at 12. If quarterback doesn't fall to them, I could see them, and this is my own personal opinion, and this is the same as some people outside the Broncos building that I've talked to around the league, they could see Sean Payton doing wonders with Brock Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of team and type of offensive mind that a lot of people around the league believe Brock Bowers needs to fall with. I think that's a big thing that needs to be discussed, is that he's not going to work everywhere, not because he's not talented enough to work everywhere. You need an offensive mind that knows how to use him in the right way. And I definitely think Sean's in that group, and I'm not alone in that thinking, to be able to use Brock in the right way.
James, let's talk conviction, and I'm not talking about the type that leads you to incarceration. I'm talking about the type of conviction you think Sean Payton has or doesn't have with this group of quarterbacks. Now, it's really not a group of quarterbacks because he's not going to be in play for either of the top two picks. And I really don't think he's going to be in play for the third. So you're sitting around basically wondering about that fourth pick. The question, of course, is your guy even there if you have the conviction for him? But even with conviction, the fluidity of things and the decisions made by others around you have so much to do with what you are available to do with your that first pick. I just think when we take into consideration how much it's going to cost them to move up without certainty, is it a fool's errand to do it?
Well, you're not going to move up unless you know you're getting that player. And you're not going to move up until that team's on the clock.
Yeah,
so it's not really a fool's errand because you're not going to make the trade unless you know you're getting the exact player. Which is why, you know, Monty Ossenforth is listening to everybody while he's, you know, right now. But he's not going to decide and make a final decision until he's on the clock at four if somebody wants to come up for a quarterback at four. And if you're going to make the trade to move up, you're making it with that team that's on the clock. So you are going to get the player that you desire at the quarterback position. Now, I get what you're saying, because in terms of having the proper conviction on these quarterbacks, you're going to have to stick close to your guns and you're going to have some confidence, because Michael Penix on people's boards is the second best quarterback in this draft. And on other people's boards, he's the seventh best quarterback on people's drafts. And so I think you could say the same for some teams I've talked to, that their building has a second round grade on JJ McCarthy. There's a chance he goes fourth overall. Like, that's a very big difference from evaluators from one building to the next on how they view these players. So you better have, you use the word conviction a boatload, like, you better have a lot in what you see in that player and how they work in your system. I think there is more of a chance the Broncos trade back than if they trade up. Now, the problem, I think they want to trade back. The problem with moving back is the quarterbacks could be gone. Mm-hmm. And they want to move back. Who's going to want to move up? And what are they moving up for? To me, the only thing that would push some teams up is getting the tackle that they desire, because there's some really good tackles in this draft. And when they're gone in the first round, there's not a whole boatload of them left. And that's going to be why teams would maybe get aggressive. Tackle's about the only other thing. It's not edge. There's not a lot of great edge guys. There's just a couple. Corners aren't really top of the draft. I'm talking about defenses. Guys, there aren't too many teams that I've spoken to that have a defensive player in the top 10 on their board. I mean, just a lot of teams do not believe a defensive player is worthy of a top 10 pick. So tackle would maybe be the only thing that Denver could get somebody to come up for. And that's going to leave them in a spot to where, if Michael Penix is sitting for them at 12, do they take him? There's a lot of talk that the Raiders are interested in him at 13. Do they like him enough to take him at 12? And then the other crazy one is Bo Nix. If they really, really like Bo Nix, and there's a lot of people that think stylistically he fits with what Sean Payton has had in the past. Some people think he's kind of like Derek Carr as a comp. Do you pick him at 12, or do you try to trade back and get him there? There's going to be five quarterbacks going in the first round. Bo Nix, does he make it six? I think Denver is one of the few teams, maybe the Rams at 19, would be the ones that would determine possibly six quarterbacks go in the first round.
We are talking with James Palmer, formerly of the NFL Network, one of the authorities, I believe, when it comes to anything that is NFL. I have one question in two parts. Number one, from the people, well, it's remember the movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, who can forget it?
I have one question in 32 parts. In this case, it's only one question in two parts. Number one, there's been a lot of talk that, ooh, Sean Payton, he loves someone. From the people that you've talked to, has Peyton fallen in love with anyone? That's question number one. Number two, from the people that you've talked to, of these quarterbacks, who has the best processor?
Okay. Part one, none of us know who Sean Payton has fallen in love with, because Sean wouldn't be doing his job properly if we knew who Sean Payton has fallen in love with. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean,
yep.
Like, I was talking to a GM the other day who was like, it's so funny, man. I know all of our people, like our scouts and different guys and, you know, coaches and stuff. They talk, you know, to different media members and whatnot. They're all in about a third of the meetings we're having between me and the head coach. Like, most of the people in the building, even in the building, don't know exactly who the head coach absolutely loves and who the main decision maker absolutely loves. There's added meetings that happen in buildings that are literally, I guarantee Denver isn't outside of the norm. Like, there's probably just a Peyton and Peyton meeting that's every day. That's just the two of them. They did that before with some of the decisions that they've made, right? So I don't think Sean's going to tell anybody who he's fallen in love with. So we don't know that for certain. And in terms of best processor,
because that would narrow it down to who Peyton really wants.
Yeah. I definitely understand why you have that as a question, because that fits, you know, the way he operates. I've heard so many things about Michael Penix lately. And I think, to me, one of the stats that goes along with Sean Payton that, to me, is Penix, and who knows, like I'm saying, he may not even like Penix, but the teams that really, really like him love the anticipation, the way he throws with anticipation, the way he can throw on platform. I know a lot of teams around the league don't have him very high because they love escapability. What we see from Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen, the top quarterbacks in this game, they can create and make plays. Michael Penix doesn't do that. But what he also doesn't do is he doesn't take sacks. And what really annoys Sean Payton, I think he said it recently as well, mm-hmm. too, we got to take fewer sacks. He had like over 1,800 snaps, dropbacks, in his college career because he played forever. He had 31 sacks.
Wow.
Like that's an astronomical number of snaps to drop back, and such a low number in terms of the sacks you take. That's because he sees everything very quickly.
That sounds balls out of his hands. 31 sacks sounds like Zach Wilson after 10 games.
Exactly. You know, you could say you could change, keep the last name and change the first name.
Yeah, right. You could. That is Russ. Number. Yeah, you're right.
By the way, if you own a number three jersey that says Wilson on it, are you still okay?
I had an argument with somebody about this the other day. Everybody got on me, and they were like, well, Will Lutz is number three. And I'm like, first off, it's not on the Broncos website yet. So it's not really official with the league, I don't think. And I would say, you know, Greg Penner's a good, you know, good businessman. You say, listen, let's help our margins here. Let's have Zach wear three, sell some of these old jerseys that we already have made. Let's make sure that we get rid of these with a little bit more coin in our pocket than before. And I think that all adds up perfectly for him to wear three. I don't know what he's going to wear. I would guess that Zach's going to want like a fresh start, maybe something he's never worn before as he comes in here trying to reboot his career. But we'll see. Who knows?
James, level of certainty that a quarterback will be taken by the Broncos in the first round, realizing that they've got options. You can move up, stay hold at 12. I tend to agree with you. I think that they move back, but that's a little bit more dangerous. So what's your level of certainty that they take a quarterback in the first round tonight?
I'm not very certain. I'd say it's 50-50 they get a quarterback.
Okay.
I really do. And there's a few reasons why. There's a team or two I believe are going to be higher on Michael Penix than people think. And if one of those teams before Denver wants him, they may not have a choice because they may just stick and hold. You know what I mean? Like, it's getting to us and we can just take him. I mean, I don't care if you want to trade for him. We're not trading. We like him. That takes him off the board. And that takes five quarterbacks before Denver can pick one. Do they have the mentality to take Bo Nix at 12? The biggest problem with this for Denver, with all of this, and why it's 50-50, and it would be higher for me if they had a second-round pick. But they don't have a second-round pick. Because what could happen is, you could have these quarterbacks taken, and then Denver's like, "Oh, we'll trade back." Well, it's all about value, too. You might like Bo Nix, but, man, you like him a lot more at 20 than you like him at 12. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so there's that aspect of if you had a second-round pick, you could chip yourself back into the back end of the first round for Bo Nix, even if he passed you. I mean, I know the Rams are kind of a team that's kind of connected to him. Seattle's a team that's kind of connected to Penix. The Saints are a team that I've heard some rumblings about are in the quarterback market in the first round. Hell, the Falcons are in the quarterback market at number 8 in the first round. Not saying they'll do it, but they've done enough work on quarterbacks even after the Kirk Cousins deal. That's a lot of teams still looking for quarterbacks after 1, 2, and 3. When you throw also in Minnesota, you throw also in the Giants. Like, I don't think you have a better than 50-50 shot.
Off the board for 200, what do you think Sonny Weaver does in this draft?
Hey, man, listen, I've always been a big fan of Sonny Weaver because he values Buckeyes over anybody. You know where I went to school. So I'm like, hey, Mac, it's us, baby.
Right. Right. He doesn't exactly. like quarterbacks out of Wisconsin. That's what we do know.
He doesn't. He's a big time. He doesn't like guys that don't have anybody going to their birthday party either, which is a strange connection. Like, that is a concern with Caleb Williams. Not that nobody dislikes him.
It is.
But the character side is the only question. And I'm not saying he has a bad character. I've talked to teams that have met with him, and they think he's a good dude. They think he's a good guy. He just does things a little bit differently than other guys have. And that's just one little thing to keep an eye on is – how does he handle this NFL life? Because he's done it completely differently in this whole process than anybody else. I don't know any other quarterback at the top of the draft that has left for Tokyo with their girlfriend in the middle of this process to just, you know what, I need to step away and take a vacation. But he did, and that's very bizarre. So we'll see. But I don't know what his birthday attendance was. I would assume it was probably pretty decent in Southern California.
Yeah, probably. Hey, James, really appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, James.
Sounds good, guys.
See you, pal. James Palmer, formerly of the NFL Network, coming up after the break. If you had your choice, let's say the Nuggets and the draft are going on at the same time. You can watch one channel and one channel only. Which one is it? That's next.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tight.
Here we go.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman Tuesday. Auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, shipping containers, and more. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. The auction is open right now at RollerAuction.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
This is a huge night in Denver sports. We have the draft. We have the Nuggets playing game 3. I understand you can stream and you can go on Twitter, so let me pare this down a little bit. You can only watch the NFL draft or the Nuggets. Hypothetically, they are at the same exact time. Hypothetically, which one are you watching?
Draft.
Nigel, what are you watching?
I'm watching the draft.
And I'm watching the Nuggets. To me, it's the playoffs.
Great.
Playoffs.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. The great thing is that we don't live in a world where that really is much of an issue.
I know.
Which is nice because I don't feel a great deal of angst making a decision because I will have that game on in the media room. And we'll all, we won't be glued to it, but strong attention will be being paid, obviously.
The last time I can remember two huge events in Denver going out at the same time, I think it was back in 2007, and I'm at the old RCA Dome in Indianapolis, and the Rockies are on a run to make the playoffs, and the Colts are just blowing the doors off the Broncos in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Wait, is that right? That, no, that can't be right. No, wait. When the hell was this?
You got 2007 right.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, because the Rockies, they make the run in 2007.
It was a regular season game.
Okay.
And we are all in the press box.
Sure.
Watching both. That's when Sling was all the rage.
How close are the Rockies to ever being in a position to carry that much weight again?
No, they're not. And well, you have to go all the way back to 2007.
Yeah.
But with that, this is a fascinating day.
It is. I agree. It is a... It's an exciting day.
Yeah.
It really is exciting. I mean, I'm just as excited about what the Nuggets do tonight. Can they draw the line and say, hey, hell with you, Lakers. We're going up 3-0 on this thing.
Yeah.
And that's fascinating. It's fascinating to me that the Broncos just have a first-round pick, let alone what they're going to do with it. Pat Surtain was the last guy they picked in the first round three years ago.
By the way, they just signed him to their fifth-year option.
They did a fifth-year option, right?
How do I put this? I don't think they're going to trade him.
I don't either.
But I don't think for a minute he is completely off the table.
Oh, no, not completely off the table.
Mm-mm. They love him. But they
and
would,
should.
But they would love a quarterback more.
I think you're probably right.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Sixth Man of the Year in the NBA was announced yesterday, and could we see a big change on the LIV Tour in the coming years? Find out when we come back to Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, Mile High Sports.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com.
Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, lawn and garden equipment, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock, Parker, Centennial, and Fort Collins, they've changed their name. Castle Rock Hormone Health. It's now for men and women. My guy, Dr. Lee, man, he really hooks me up. He maximizes my health with testosterone, estrogen blockers, supplements. I feel great. Thank goodness I do, and it's because of him. With that, Dr. Lee, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, sir. How you doing?
I am great. I'm sure you hear like I do. There are a lot of places that are similar to what you do, and they scare the hell out of you. Do you have ED? You got to come in right away. You're absolutely low on testosterone. You got to come in right away. What separates you from those fast-talking chop shops?
Well, I think the number one thing is to treat each individual human just as that, as an individual, and to try to optimize each person for where they're supposed to be, not just sort of like get everybody high on testosterone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. But what I liked about coming to you with my first visit was I had worked with other companies in the past, full disclosure, and they gave me testosterone. But you gave me testosterone along with estrogen blockers, but combined with something else. I can't remember the name of it. I'm sure you remember the name of it. Why was it so important for me to have that extra dose in my system, and how has that helped me? I feel better for sure, but do you remember what you prescribed to me? That
yeah, for sure. There's one of the things that happens when you take testosterone called exogenously, which is a big word that means outside of you, in, is that your brain will stop requesting your testicles produce your own. And we feel like it's really important to keep your own production going. And so a lot of guys, you can have a 10 to 20% shrinkage in testicular size when you take testosterone. A lot of guys don't like that. And so it was an extra, we could call it a supplement, but it's a controlled substance that we have to order from a compounding pharmacy that keeps you producing what you're producing, so we can just add on instead of giving you something and taking away what you make.
Now, there are a lot of people out there that do suffer from ED, and you have something called Gaines Wave Therapy. Not a lot of places in town have it. What is it? What does it do for you, and how does it help you?
Well, it's a very exciting treatment modality, because I think it's actually best served as restorative or regenerative before you actually get to ED. So we're recommending it on men in their 30s, 40s, 50s to really just optimize sexual performance. But it's essentially shockwave therapy. We really learned about this really back in the submarine days, with sending out a sound wave and being able to locate things. And we refined it in medicine so we can now blast kidney stones and destroy them inside of you without doing anything to you. So if you imagine that sound wave technology focused on a male or female genital, what the multitude of publications show is that you get nerve regrowth, you get vascular regrowth, and that's really what happens to all of us men and women as we age. If you think about heart blockages, those are really big vessels, and over time they kind of get corroded, just like any plumbing in your house. Same things happens to the vessels in your genitals, and so you really need that blood supply to get an erection or even have a really good time with your love interest. And so we call it neovascularization. Those sound waves pummel those arteries and veins and regenerate them. So you have good blood flow, good nerve performance. And we see growth in size, growth in girth, improvement in hardness. And it's a really exciting technology.
I mean, what other show, Bruce, in town can use the phrase erection, genitals, hardness,
and girth
all in one segment, yet not sound perverted?
Yeah, we got away with it, I think.
Yeah, and I forgot about testicles. So we really hit pretty much everything without sounding sophomoric. How do people find Castle Rock Hormone Health for men and women?
Oh, we're on the internet, of course, and then 720-524-8949 is our main number that can get you to any of the locations.
And you are in Castle Rock, Parker, Centennial, Fort Collins, and I know you are getting ready to open other places here in Colorado, but also outside of Colorado. Excuse the pun, but congratulations with your growth.
Great way to end the segment, sir. Love
yes, it. Yes, you are coming up in the world. With that, Dr. Lee, have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
See ya. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Black Hawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, Minnesota Timberwolves backup big man Naz Reid was announced as this year's Sixth Man of the Year. Reid averaged 13.5 points, 5 rebounds, and made more three-pointers than any center in the NBA. With the Wolves and Nuggets well on their way to meeting in the second round, how big of an impact could Reid have in that matchup, especially considering...
Well, I mean, huge. Yeah, he's a real X factor.
They're better defensively with him on the floor than Karl Anthony.
And he can still score. I mean, he still goes and gets you 14 points a game. So, really good choice. You know, I mean, yeah, just a really good choice for a really good team that I think the championship in the West is going to go through either Minneapolis or Denver, Minneapolis, whatever, because those two are going to meet in the next round. Phoenix looks like they are flailing. I am optimistic about my Dallas pick, but we'll see how that goes.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, Greg Norman, the CEO of LIV Golf, said he is open to the idea of a 72-hole format in order to unite the LIV and PGA Tours. John Rahm also advocated for this change a couple weeks ago, so do you think it would be in the best interest for LIV Golf to make this switch, and should they go through with it sooner rather than later?
You know, my deal on it just hasn't done anything for me.
And it's on your network that you work for?
Yes, it's on the CW, for goodness sakes. I love the game of golf. I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I still watch it on occasion. But I never, ever have, even with players that I really like following, tried to seek out the LIV Golf Tour. It just hasn't resonated with me for whatever reason.
Are they going to do away with the shorts? That's what matters most to me. Play 72 holes, but you have to play in pants.
Got to play in pants. All right.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, former USC and 11-year NFL running back Reggie Bush will get his 2005 Heisman Trophy back after having to give it up in 2010. Michael Comerford, president of the Heisman Trophy Trust, said, quote, "We considered the enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years in deciding that now is the right time to reinstate the trophy for Reggie." Thoughts on Bush finally getting his Heisman Trophy back?
I think it's the right thing to do. I'm glad that the Heisman Trust made this move. It just felt right to me. And I mean, I was living fine without Reggie Bush having the Heisman Trophy, but I do think it's a good thing for him to get it back. He certainly deserved it for that year of football that he won it for. So.
That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, right now they have a great special on kosher wine being Passover, 15% off. They have a great wine tasting on Saturday that you are going to want to check out. They do it all. Best liquor store in Denver, 5 years running, according to Westward. Go check them out off of Colfax. Order online at argonautliquor.com or order off their app. That's going to do it for us. Brett and Nigel, fantastic job today. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow, and tomorrow is going to be a show. Make the best possible day you can.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At KPMG, we make the difference. It's not just something we say. It's what we do. Our professionals believe in the value of collaboration and the power of technology. We work closely with clients to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity, develop bold solutions that innovate industries, and create better outcomes driven by data. Brighter insights. Bolder solutions. Better outcomes. It's how our people make the difference, driving growth and value for our clients. KPMG. Make the difference.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Ugh, the charcoal mask! Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.